So we are here tonight with Ryan Staber from Snafu, Plague Years, and probably a bunch of other bands because everyone has a shit ton of bands going on.
Yeah, not so much anymore, but yeah, in the
Okay.
past,
Hell
hopefully.
yeah. Hell yeah. Well, thanks for joining me tonight. I'm gonna start out by saying I'm a huge fucking Snafu fan. I've seen you guys a number of times, and one of my favorite times was seeing you guys on the Pantera Lamb of God last summer and
Yeah, that's a
watching.
good.
Yeah. Well, and we were in
Which one's jump?
Indy.
Indy?
Yep.
Yeah. Cool.
Watched Phil fucking jam out to you side stage through the whole set, and I'm like, God, that's how fucking cool is that to have the headliner, right? Side stage just really jamming.
Yeah, that was incredible. You know, we're on his label, so like
Yeah.
the first day we went, we were, I think it was in Pittsburgh, was the first day of that little run we did with him, and he came into our dressing room and just talking shit with us and whatnot. It's pretty crazy at first to see that shit, but
Yeah. It's funny going from being, growing up, you're like, God, Pantera is so fucking awesome. And now, like, you're like, oh, hold on. He's watching us. We're fucking hanging out, chatting. Holy shit.
yeah, right. It's shit you could only dream about as a kid, you know.
Yeah. So I know the rest of the band is out on tour right now with Cro-Mags. You have your own stuff going on, so you are not. So kind of sucks.
Yeah, it does.
But it's life, right? So how did Snafu really come about for you?
It was probably about over 12 years ago. I had met this dude, Scott, dreadlock dude in Snafu. I met him out in Ypsilanti. We were both living out there, and I was playing in a different band, and he had Snafu going with some other guys that aren't even in the band anymore. And we ended up moving in together, become good buddies. And he asked me to join when the other guitar player left, and it's been history. Yeah, dude's been my best friend ever since.
Hell yeah. That's got to be nice being in a band with your best friend.
Yeah, it makes it easier.
Fuck yeah. That's cool as shit. So, for those who haven't listened to you guys before, how would you describe your sound?
That's a tough one, honestly. Because we do a lot of genre meshing, I guess, you know, because we got a handful of songwriters in the band. We all just kind of try and scratch all of our itches
Hell
within
yeah.
one band, and try and make it make sense as much as we can,
Right.
make it positive. So it's just, yeah, it's got a little bit of everything, man. Like a little bit of grindcore, rap, punk, D beat, death metal, you know, hardcore, obviously
Yep.
thrash. So
Fuck yeah.
I guess crossover
Yep.
covers the ground. Yeah.
Covers fucking everything. Like, oh shit. So what are the plans for the band this year?
We're probably a little over halfway writing the next record. So that's the plan. As soon as we come back from this run next week, it's just hunker down and tie up some of these loose ends and whatnot, and make some of these riffs in the library come to life. So
Hell yeah.
we're shooting to have that written here in the next couple months, I would say, and then hopefully hit the studio in the summertime. But you know, we'll see what happens.
Hell yeah. What studio do you guys usually go to?
We every record was recorded somewhere different with somebody. The last one we did with Landfill and Josh Hall from Cannabis Corpse and Municipal Waste and Iron Reagan. And we went out to Virginia for that. We recorded drums and guitars out there. And then we brought that back and recorded vocals with our buddy Adam, and he mixed it for us, which Adam's actually the guy filling in for me right now
Right
for that
on.
crumb. So, yep.
Yeah,
So
that's
I don't.
fucking.
We'll probably do this next one with Adam, I would say, the whole thing, you know, just because
Okay.
it's closer to home.
Yeah. Yeah, save you a little money on travel and staying somewhere else and all that shit.
It was real cool to record with Phil and his brother Josh, man. They're, you know, like I'm sure you've listened to Waste and Cannabis Corpse and whatnot, and those guys know what's up.
Hell
And
yeah.
they're super constructive when it came to the songs, you know, telling us what we can do better. And they were straight up with us, honest about everything. You know, like sometimes when you're in the studio, you get tired of going over and over the same part, and it's their job to push you to do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and I think it's nice to have like an outside set of ears, right?
Yeah.
To say, oh man, like do this a little better. Cause it helps push the band to that next level, right? You get the right person behind you. And
yep.
You go in thinking, oh, it's going to sound like this. And you come out going, holy fuck, that sounds a lot better than what I thought it would.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
You know? So that's fucking cool. So studio, let's call it summer, right? You hit the studio in the summer. What do you think the timeline for the release would be?
If all things go well, a couple months after that, you know, maybe fall, we're looking at.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I'm stoked for it, man. It's gonna be kind of different from this last one. We're down tuning a little bit, you know, we're gonna try and bring in some other elements, and yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Hell yeah. Well, cool. I can't fucking wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna pre-order that shit.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Hell yeah. And you guys out there fucking pre-order that shit too. So out of like touring for you, you know, with Plague Ears and Snafu, what are some of your favorite, like this memory was just fucking awesome, touring?
Well, I mean, first and foremost is that last one we did with Pantera, you know, cause we're, when I first joined the band, like 12 plus years ago, Snafu, you know, we were playing in garages and kitchens and basements, and like, and we started moving up into clubs and whatnot, but going from playing like 300 to 500 cap clubs to playing a fucking amphitheater in front of 15,000 people that was definitely most memorable. But at the same time, I kind of miss the ones that we were doing when we first started off, when absolutely nobody knew us, you know, and every day was just kind of an adventure to see what would happen. Sometimes people would show up, sometimes they didn't, but we were still having fun. We didn't really give a shit. We didn't have like real life priorities at the time because we were young, you know.
Yeah, kids, right? Like,
yeah,
we'll just do whatever.
Yep.
So from a fan perspective, you know, that indie show, I feel like that crowd particularly took to you guys really fucking good. I feel like everyone jammed out, just had a killer time.
Good.
You
good.
Know?
Yeah. 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 We were feeling it. We loved the crowd response. You know, we went out and mingled afterwards with people and made some friends and shot the shit. And yeah, it was
hell
a good
yeah.
time. Can't wait to do it again.
Hell yeah. You guys have another run coming up, not too long, right?
Yeah, yeah. So the guys are in Springfield, Missouri right now with Cro-Mags, then St. Louis, and then I'm flying to Nashville on Wednesday to meet up with them to do a couple dates with that. And then from there we go to Baltimore to meet up with Pantera and Lamb of God. And then we do Toronto and Quebec City with them. So
hell
that's going to
yeah.
be next week, actually. So when we're doing that.
Hell yeah. That'll be fucking cool.
Yeah, I'm stoked for it. I'm a big hockey fan, and we're playing at the Nova Scotia Bank Arena where the Maple Leafs play.
Okay.
So that'll be cool.
Hell
you know,
yeah.
Walk in there with our Wings gear on.
Let's go Red Wings. They're doing fucking good this year.
Yeah, yeah, hell yeah, they're better than what I'd hoped. So they're holding on to a wild card spot. We'll see.
Hell yeah. Well, I mean, like, I think Detroit sports has been, you know, had a really solid year. The Lions, like, holy fuck, man.
Yeah, all we had to do was sacrifice the Pistons.
Yeah. Win some, lose some. But I mean, shit, Pistons, you know, Pistons have been good for a long time. And now to see the Lions actually do something, you know, come back from that 0-16 back in 08 or 09 or whatever it was.
Right. Yeah. Just dominate. Yeah,
yeah.
No, it's been fun. You know, it's like usually, usually I'll watch football. I'll watch the Lions until hockey starts. And then that's by that point in time, that's usually when they start falling off and just doing terrible. But this year I was in it all year. So.
Hell yeah. Yeah. I was super stoked. I grew up in Detroit and it was like, you know, my wife is like, what's going on? I'm like, the fucking Lions, like they're doing good. And it's funny. My brother-in-law, who is from Indiana, he's a big Lions guy. I'm like, you live in Indiana. Why the fuck do you like the Lions? Like, don't get me wrong. I'm super glad that you do, but like, shit. So after they finally lost, I was like, what do you think? He's like, they disappointed me. I'm like, fuck, dude. They didn't disappoint me. Like, they went further than I thought they'd, you know, they would ever fucking go. So I'm like, hell yeah, Dan, you keep that shit going.
Yeah. It's a success. Even though they lost, it was a successful season. I'm sure they'll be here to make a stronger push.
Yeah. Super excited to see what they've got going on next year. So, now who are some of the not big name, but smaller bands that you've toured with that are like, man, those guys are just really fucking good?
Mutilation Barbecue is one of them. Every time I see those guys, I'm just fucking thoroughly impressed with like with how young they are and how good they are at their fucking instruments. Like, it's tough playing after them, at least in my opinion. Those guys are fucking a juggernaut of a band, you know. And trying to think who's one of the, we did a little run with Escuela Grind, you know, there's another like a breath of fresh air. They got a bunch of energy and obviously it's paid off for them. They're doing pretty well for themselves now. I remember back when Frozen Soul was first coming up, Plague Ears did a little run with those guys. Now they're huge, you know. Yeah. But yeah,
hell yeah. And I caught Plague Ears with Extinction AD at Black Circle.
Okay, sick. Yeah, that was fun.
I fucking love those dudes too, like Extinction AD.
Yeah, yep. I've years ago when they were first starting off, Snafu played like a strange one-off at Now That's Class out in Cleveland with them. Just random. It was a super random, but yeah, I've been in touch with those guys ever since. You know, those guys are great guys for sure.
Hell,
then Plague Ears did they were on that X Order run that we did for a bit. Yep. They ended up off, but yeah, they were on a good chunk of that one too.
Yeah, they dropped off right after the indie show because the drummer.
Oh yeah, yep, that's right. Yep. I'm glad.
yeah, I was at that show too, which was fucking great because I love X Order too. So, you know, I'm pretty excited about their new album. I can't wait to hear that.
Yeah. I heard a little snippet of one of the new jams. You know, I'm so excited to hear for sure.
Yeah, a lot of good fucking music out there, man. I love it.
Yep, and I'm glad the old heads are still putting out solid tunes too. You know, love to see it.
Yeah, me too. So over the next like 2 years for Snafu, what, or Plague Ears actually, what do you want? What do you hope happens? Do you have goals?
Well, with Plague Ears, it's in a weird spot. We haven't played a show in over a year and a half. So I guess you could say it's kind of in limbo right now due to some circumstances I won't elaborate on, you know, out of respect of the privacy of a friend of mine. But Snafu, I don't know, we're just going to keep riding the same train we've been riding and just kind of see where it takes us. You know, we're going to write a record, tour on it, and rinse and repeat.
Hell yeah. You know? Yeah.
I would love to get over to Europe, you know, sooner than later. We've never been over there. So, but
yeah. Have you all looked into getting agents over there, like booking agents or whatever?
No, we haven't, honestly. Nope. So that's probably on the docket, I would say, is to talk to some agents and maybe pulling some connects from our current connects to get us in the door over there.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be cool to go over there and open some of those fucking Pantera dates over there, huh?
Yeah, no shit.
Come on, Phil, we want to go over there now.
Yeah, we'd We'd like to get on some fests over the summer too, but you know, yeah, we don't like we get the whole agent thing is kind of in limbo right now. We don't like we kind of have an agent. It's the guy who booked us on the Cro-Mags one. No, and he's the guy who his name's Todd. He usually books us on with I Hate God and whatnot. You know, we've done a few runs with I Hate God because of him. So, yeah, we'll see.
Hell yeah, those guys always put on a good show. I feel like, you know, Mike and Jimmy and
yeah, oh yeah, absolutely, yep.
Fuck
all
yeah.
super super nice, super cool guys too, man.
Yeah, yeah. I was just talking to Pete Campbell from Pentagram. We were talking about like Jimmy and. I took my daughter to go see, I take her to a lot of shows, or I took her to a lot of shows. Now she's like 17 and I'm not fucking cool anymore. So whatever. but I took her to see Superjoint when Child Bite and Battlecross was on tour with them.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I remember that one.
And there was a firefighter standing next to me and we were flipping her between our shoulders because like I'd have her on my shoulders and security would come up and be like, she can't be on your shoulders, and I'd be like, okay, I'm sorry, put her down. She'd walk over here, get on his shoulders, you know. And then it was like they kept trying to keep an eye on us, but at one point she's up on this dude's shoulders and she leans over, mind you, she's fucking like 10 or 11 at the time, just jamming out to Superjoint, and Jimmy fucking reaches out and gives her knuckles, and I'm like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Like, good shit. I'm trying to get her to go to some smaller shows with me because her boyfriend's more in the metal, so it's yeah. Like, come on. She's like, I don't know. All right, whatever. I'm not cool. I get it.
Those are the fun ones, man. That's, you know, I remember my first basement show too. It was a fucking blast. I loved it.
Hell yeah.
Cramped into a basement like 20 people, you know, just it's the sickest tunes that you would never see anywhere else.
Yeah,
that's the kind of shit that gets you going, like as a kid getting you into the music scene.
Everyone's fucking sweating and stinking. It's great.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. Bad grounds. People are getting shocked and shit.
Yeah.
You got pipes leaking. Yeah.
Like, oh fuck! Watch out! Like, jump up, hit your fucking head on the ceiling. What the hell happened? Good shit. So what are, you know, around Detroit, what are some of your like favorite places to play?
The Sanctuary is the spot, you know. That's they got voted best metal venue in Detroit this year, and yeah, that's like where most of the big shows come through.
Yeah.
Small's a great spot. There's a little spot called Parts and Labor that's ran by a buddy of mine. You know, it's a little dive bar, but the shows there are always a blast. They pack out pretty quick. It's a smaller spot for sure. Outer Limits, that's a good one. Yeah.
Not been to Outer Limits. I think Belushi Speedball played a show at Parts and Labor a few months ago.
They did, yep.
Those guys are always fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. So I went to see GBH at Smalls back in probably 2010. That was a great show. That area was so funny. I don't know what it's like now, but at that time it was, you parked in front of the bus station. Cops were not fucking towing. They weren't ticketing you. They'd come through and like, there's three cars, you know, together in case something happens. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Nothing's changed except for the whole ticketing park. That's in Hamtramck. And like, yeah, if you park anywhere in that street and you get out of your car for about 10 minutes without paying one of those meters, you'll have a ticket sitting there.
Ah, shit.
If they don't even put them on your car anymore, you'll just get something in the mail. And you're like, what the fuck, man? Where this ticket come from?
They're just like driving by with video. Yeah. Like, get all these fuckers.
Yeah.
Ah, shit. Good old Detroit.
Yeah.
So we've been over tour stories, new album. Let's look back at that new album again. Do you guys have like a working title for it?
Nope, not yet. Not yet. You know, like I said, the music kind of the way we work is we'll get like the music for the most part, I'd say 90% written. And then we got, kind of go through and we write our lyrics afterwards and then make tweaks to accommodate the lyrics. And so usually the title of the record will kind of center around like the content of what the lyrics are about, I would say. So we have yet to cross that bridge.
Okay.
Then we're gonna call it the Black Album. The
sell out.
It's number four for us, so it only seems appropriate.
Hell yeah. Well, that's fucking cool. And I assume, you know, artwork's gonna go along with like lyrics and all that shit. So
Yep. And again, that's still up in the air, you know. We usually wait until like we're almost done recording it to start seeking out artists and whatnot, and that way we can give them something to listen to and kind of base their art around it. Like we're not really the type of band to give an artist any sort of instruction on what we want. You know, we just find an artist whose art we like, show them our music, and let them kind of put their vision towards it, you know.
Hell yeah. So who are some of the artists that you've used on previous albums?
This last guy, his name is how was his name? He's like, you have to forgive me, man. I'm awful with names. He's from Poland. I want to say it is like Vladimir something. I don't know. I'll send you his page.
Okay.
And back in the day, we used this guy called Bobby Brown. Yeah, shit. I don't remember these guys' names. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I have to apologize to them too.
Yeah, no shit.
Gotta look it up.
they're like, we did your art. You're like,
oh. Yeah, right.
I know your
art's great. Love it. But yeah, shit. Why can't draw on a blank? I'll have to look at the credits.
We're gonna say you're getting old and the names elude you.
It's a good crutch right there.
Hell yeah. Fuck, it sucks getting old.
It does.
So how old are you?
36.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You're almost to that 40 hump.
Yeah. I got the grace to prove it. I don't feel a day under 40, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like I hit 40 and it was like all my shit started falling apart. Surgery on my shoulder, my hips fucked up, my ankles fucked up. I'm like, wake up creaking and popping, like, what the hell?
Oh yeah, yeah, I feel that. I can't even sleep on the pillow wrong. I can't move my neck right for like 3 days, you know?
No shit. Like it took me 3 years to find a good pillow. And now like, if I don't have that pillow when I go to sleep, I'm fucked.
Oh shit. Well, how old are you?
47.
47. All right. Well, I'm going to have to jot that down in my notebook, find a pillow and marry it.
Yeah, find a good pillow and do not ever let that thing out of your sight, for sure. It's fucked up. So what, when you were young, what influenced you to really get into music?
I don't know what influence. I mean, I was into music at a real young age. You know, my mom was an 80s teen. She got me into a lot of the hair metal and whatnot, like Motley Crue and Tesla, and then her being intertwined, like grunge music was a huge part of me like getting into music. I love Soundgarden's probably one of my favorite bands of all time. And then I had a couple uncles who were into metal who introduced me to metal, like Metallica and Slayer and Pantera, and then I actually started playing music when I was in middle school because I went to a talent show and there was a band that was playing. I don't remember what they were playing. I wasn't a huge fan of the music as I was the fact that like it was just a group of dudes up there playing music and it sounded good. And I was like, damn, I want to do that too. And eventually did it about 4 years later. But
you did it. That's what matters, right?
Right. It was just a mix of things. Like I said, I was really into music at a young age. I was collecting like cassette tapes and CDs, and anytime I ever got an allowance, I was buying something, you know, anything, whether it be like Nirvana or shit, even nu metal. Like I think I was in middle school when the whole nu metal thing started taking off. So that was like a huge part of it.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of that, you know, nu metal came out, and it's funny to watch how like the popular music changes, right? Like this,
right.
You got this new thing, you know, when Nirvana came out, metal kind of went, ooh.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, you've got Alice in Chains and Soundgarden and it's almost like every genre, right? Or every time a music peaks, you've got little pockets of where all those big bands come from.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's great seeing that. And like, I feel like to current times, we've got a lot more really solid, smaller, you know, underground bands than we've ever had.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, and the whole digital age and whatnot, it makes it really accessible for the listener and the creator, you know, and it's great. Like everybody should have an outlet to get their tunes out, you know?
Yeah.
And it's great that it's so easy to do that.
Fuck yeah, it is. And it's like a double-edged sword, you know, because you're like, oh man, it's great that the music is so accessible, but damn, it doesn't pay us like we really.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. You know? Yeah. That part sucks. That part sucks for sure. But you know, the biz ain't what it used to be, I guess.
Nah, that's the truth. Do you feel like, you know, streaming has done really well for you guys, brought in a lot of new fans and helped encourage growth with the band?
A little bit, but not as much as the live show. I've, you know, from people on the outside standpoint, I've heard that they're drawn to us first by our live show and then go, you know, so it hasn't hurt us, I don't think, but yeah, I'd say we've got most of our listeners and most of our friends and whatever from just being an actual physical part of the scene and playing out as much as we can.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of bands, there's not a lot of bands that do that part of it anymore, right? Like most of them are, I'll just call it a studio band, you know, they get out there and they just constantly release. And, you know, don't get me wrong, I love music, so I'm listening to anything I can really get my hands on, but I'm a live show guy. I want to go to a show. I want to see the band perform. I want to feel the energy, because if I don't care how good you are in the studio, if you suck on stage, I can't listen to the studio stuff anymore. I'm just like, whoa. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a, you know, especially with music, like the kind of music we're into, you know, underground metal and punk and whatnot, you know, that's the live show is that's where the energy is, you know, like some, you know, the energy can translate, you know, into the recorded songs, but it's there when we're there, you know, or when anybody don't see are there, it's, you know, the energy is in the room and the energy is with the people moving around to it, and that's where it's at.
That's where it's at. That's where you make the relationships and really, you know, grow the fan base. I feel like that's where I've made most of my, you know, friends, is just out fucking going to shows.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Aside from my work friends, all of my friends, really, it's all been brought by music for sure. You know, I got a buddy in Cincinnati who booked one of my old bands down there years upon years ago. And now he's like one of my best friends, a homie who I talk to on a basis. So.
Hell yeah. Where'd you guys, what venue is he booking at?
At the time it was called Rakes something. Rakes Tavern or something like that. It's since closed down. It was like a little goth club spot kind of thing.
Okay.
But yeah, now he does sound at Northside Tavern. I believe Northside Yacht Club too.
Northside Yacht Club. Yeah, I was just talking to someone else about that place. God, they used to have Sudsy Malone's there, right?
I have no idea what that is.
So Sudsy's was a, it was a laundromat slash live venue.
Okay.
Go in there, do your laundry, watch a band.
That's a great concept. I need to bring that shit back.
I think there's one in Cleveland, actually.
No shit.
Yeah, someone was just telling me about it. I'll have to look back. But they were like, yeah, who the fuck was I talking to? I don't know. I was talking to someone, and they were like, oh, there's this venue, and I think it's Cleveland, and they do laundry. And I was talking, he said, I'm talking to another buddy, and buddy's like, oh, that's kind of a weird concept. Like, fuck, not for a band. You're out on tour. You're like, I got to do laundry anyway. You know?
Yeah, that's sick. All right. You said Cleveland. I'm gonna have to look into that, because that's
Yeah.
plus.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. I want to play the laundromat. I want to get clean clothes and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good shit. So Michigan, I don't know. Are you a pot smoker?
Occasionally, not as much as I was. Yeah.
Okay. I'm not a big pot smoker, but I know, like, I follow, right? I got a lot of friends that smoke a lot of pot, but Michigan has got the legal pot, and they decriminalized the mushrooms. I've noticed a lot of, like, mushroom dispensaries, like, popping up around Michigan.
Yeah, yep. It's I mean, I've only know of the ones out in Ann Arbor. They do like a delivery service out there, but yeah, I'm not sure of any other areas where it's been decriminalized in, but
yeah, well, they just opened, or they either just opened or getting ready to open one in Detroit. There's a couple out in, like, Adrian. For someone who doesn't do anything, like, I'm pretty sober. Like, I know a lot about this shit for some reason. So stupid.
that's promising. I do like mushrooms, actually.
Yeah, I feel like they've got a lot of benefits for, you know, for mental health and what have you, if they're used correctly.
The microdosing and whatnot. Yeah, I did that a bit, and that's, yeah, just an all around better mood, I suppose. And I guess it helps with creativity too. if you up the dosage a little bit.
Yeah. We're gonna do a God dose, like, woo.
Yeah.
Whatever. Let's see. So you fly into you said you fly into Nashville Wednesday?
Yeah, Wednesday around noonish. Yep.
Okay. You guys like playing in Nashville a lot?
We the last time we were supposed to play Nashville, it got canceled, and we ended up hopping on some random show in Knoxville. So yeah, I'm not even sure if we've ever played Nashville, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
We've played Memphis a bit when it comes to Tennessee, but yeah, I don't think we've ever really gotten into Nashville.
Oh, that's weird. I feel like you guys would have played Nashville quite a bit.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, again, I don't know why. Maybe we just never met the right people down there. But yeah, we usually go. It's either Memphis, or it's we just kind of hang out Louisville, Kentucky, or Lexington, Kentucky, and then that's as far as we go.
Okay. Yeah, I know you guys got a lot of people around here. Here in Louisville.
Is that where you're out of?
Yeah, that's where I'm at now.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
I think last time you guys were here, we were at Magbar, I think.
Yep. For that there's that little fest that was going on there.
Yeah, was it PFBB or something?
Yeah. Well, speaking of mushrooms, that night we left there, somebody paid us for merch and mushrooms. We ended up eating a bunch of them and drove home that night. We didn't drive. Our driver drove. He was not on mushrooms, just for legality purposes. He was not.
Yeah, he was not. Yeah, that's probably good to have out there. Yeah, we all ate a bunch of mushrooms and drove home. Like, oh, fucking great.
We did not. Kirby drove for us. So,
hell yeah. So, do you guys hire a driver for all your tours?
Not all of them, but when we do hire one, it's our buddy Kirby, because he we if he's not driving for us, we'll just rent his van from him. So,
hell yeah. Usually,
he's not, if he's not busy, he'll just drive for us. It's, you know, he's like a another member of the band.
It was like the sixth member. That's good shit. So how did Kirby come into the fold?
We again out in he plays in a two piece gore grind band called Girth. I don't know if you ever heard of Girth.
Mm-mm.
But yeah, he's an Ypsilanti guy. That's so when me and Scott were living out there, we played in the same scene with him, ended up becoming friends with him too. We used to throw shows at our house, had his band play a couple times, and there's actually a point where I was in need of side work, and Kirby had a valet parking business that he was running before COVID. So I used to actually work for Kirby.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
So you're like, get off tour, Kirby. I need some work. He's like, yeah, come on, I got you.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Hell yeah. So, between tours, what do you do for work now?
Now I manage the engineering design company of an LED sign company. So
okay,
yeah, do a lot of stuff for like Miller Coors and whatnot.
Right on.
Actually, it's a full time job. It's a good gig. Pays my bills and also lets me tour. So
yeah, you kind of can't beat that, right? Like,
right, yeah,
making money and I can make music. Hell yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And I've been there for a real long time. So yeah, it's excited. It was one of those things that I started there as something to do between tours, and then I ended up falling into like an actual role there, and then it just kind of became a career at this point. And yeah.
Hell yeah. I guess we all need those as we get old.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Like,
the record sales aren't paying it, that's for sure.
Not yet. Give it time. It's like, it's not really happening. And then all of a sudden you're going to be like, holy shit, we got all this money from fucking records. Yeah. Fuck.
One can hope.
Yeah. Just got to keep at it. That's so, are you an animal guy?
Animal. I had dogs for the longest time. I don't have any right now. No, but love dogs, love cats. But yeah, we got a. So I've got three kids. One of them's he's about to turn one next month. So we're just gonna hold off on getting any new animals until he gets a little bit older.
Yeah, that's smart.
So
he's your youngest at one. How old's your oldest?
She's 11.
Okay. She's
Yeah.
Almost in a position to start babysitting for you.
It's me and the wife have been talking about it. We're
Yeah.
Like, oh, a couple more years. She can babysit. We can go and do stuff again.
Yeah. Yeah. It's that's why I started taking my kids to shows. It's like, I got a show. My wife's like, I got to work. I'm like, all right, I guess you're going to a show with me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Once the boys are old enough, they'll be coming. You know, I've taken Amira to a show before. It's not really her thing.
No.
But the boys will be into it though, for sure.
Oh,
Once they get a little older.
Yeah, it'll be fun. They'll enjoy it. Those show moments are so great to be able to bond, right, with the kids, to see them react. Like,
yeah,
we on Slayer's last tour, right, Primus Ministry and Phil, I took my daughter Bailey, and it's like one of my like proud moments. So right, the Illegals were doing the Pantera tribute.
Yeah.
And they get off stage and I take her to the bathroom, and the whole way to the bathroom and back to the seat, she's like, respect, walk. And I'm like, fuck yeah.
Yep, that's all it takes.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm like, way to go.
Yeah, my three-year-old loves Pantera, man. Every morning he puts on the whole record Cowboys from Hell, but he just loses his shit to Domination in my kitchen for like an hour straight, just over and over again.
Hell yeah. That was my, so that album was like my introduction to Pantera. Like, and I remember seeing the Cemetery Gates video. And I was just like, oh man, this is so fucking cool. Oh, such a nerd, you know, like
I mean, it was cool. It's fucking I miss when videos used to have that kind of impact, you know.
Yeah. Seems like everything's audio and live show now. Like there are a few videos here and there. But you know, not so many. I just watched there's this band from here. They're like a black metal, death metal kind of band, called Volcandra. And I don't know, they just put out a video for their new single Fouled Sanctity. And I was like, man, I miss watching videos. So yesterday I sat down and watched it like 3 or 4 times.
Sick. Yeah.
Like, fuck yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I missed that.
Still out there, but it's just like, you know, it's they're usually up on YouTube, and it's unless you go searching for them, unless they do a good job of promoting them, you know, don't really get the views.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're still fun, man.
They are. So have you guys talked about doing like video recording, touring, and releasing like maybe vlog or like a documentary of, hey, this is what we did on last tour or whatever?
We've talked about it. So our friend Bambi, she's also an unofficial member of the band. She does all of our photography, and she went on the last one with Pantera with us and got a bunch of footage and whatnot. And she's actually flying with me to Nashville to hop on this one and get some more footage. So we've talked about it. So,
hell yeah. You know,
we'll kind of, I guess we'll go over the footage and see what we can come up with. And yeah, if anything, it'll make for a good music video.
Hell yeah. That's cool. I like to see that shit. Cause I think a lot of the, you know, the photos and videos show a lot of the behind the scenes stuff, which is nice.
Yeah. Hold on. My wife just walked in the door.
Hi, wife.
Hi.
Yeah. Sorry. I missed that last question. What was that?
I don't think it was a question. I think it was just a statement. Just cool for everyone to see, like,
yeah,
you know, the behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
So when does this run get done?
The last show is next Tuesday in Quebec City.
Okay.
So
how's Canada treat you all?
This is our first time being in Canada.
Right, yep. On.
So we'll see. We're stoked for it. I've never been over to Quebec City myself. So I've been to Toronto. It's been quite some time, but yeah, I'm excited to see the scenery because I heard Quebec City is beautiful.
Yeah.
As far as response, hopefully we gain some fans over there and then, you know, have a reason to go back over there soon.
I'm sure you will. You guys feel like you guys, every time you play, you gain more fans, which is, you know, that's the whole goal of the game.
Yeah.
You know, get some more shit. All right. Yep. Well, I know the wife just got home. So I'm not going to keep you, let you go say hi to her. Appreciate you, you know, coming and hanging out with me tonight, Ryan.
Yeah, no problem, man. Appreciate you having me.
Hell yeah. Well, safe travels on the road, and I don't know, hopefully I can catch a show again soon.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you said you're down in Louisville. We come down there quite a bit, so, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I'll let you know when we're coming down your way, or even Cincinnati, too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, because that's hour away or whatever.
Yeah. So, yeah, I look forward to seeing you, man.
Hell yeah, dude. Well, go have a great night.
All right, take care, bro.
Yep, see ya.